Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, listen, there is a date pending right now in Iowa for me to be a part of an event there. I'm waiting to hear back sometime this afternoon, but we're planning a protest here in Minnesota on the 24th of June. The 24th of June. I'd like to get at least 50 to 100 people locally and let them know that we're not putting up with their garbage anymore. And if they don't want to listen to it, at least corporate will listen to it, because they're already, check this out, $13 billion down in revenue. Target is alone. That's not Disney. That's not Adidas. That's not North Face. That's not all these corporations. By the way, all these restaurants that are going along with it too, we're not supporting them anymore. I mean, we're on the road constantly. We eat at fast food restaurants constantly, but we're specifically looking for the little guy. We've done this for years, but we're purposely avoiding these individuals and these corporations that are sponsoring that which God calls an abomination, period. Because at least now America knows what I've been trying to tell them for 20 years as to what it's all about. It's all about the children. So we're going to be getting back to at least a little bit of yesterday's show bleeding into today's show. But what I want to do before we get into that, I want to share a couple things with you. And I want to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, friends, and subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live on top of that page and subscribe to our live feed. And you can watch us 24-7, both my show and the morning show with Tim Brown. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, while you're there, please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Go to the store. Support the ministry. You are the reason that we are out there doing what we can do. We have no sponsors. You are our sponsors, for the record. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Everybody knows that today is D-Day. Anybody that's paying attention understands what took place on June 6, 1944. And I want to talk to the people really quick during this first segment in honor, in holding high esteem, in high esteem concerning those men that fought, bled, and died fighting off a tyrant to give us the freedoms that we have today. Folks, what they did is they kicked the can down the road concerning putting themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have today. We're dealing with the same exact type of people today. So it is now our turn to respond to what our forefathers did before us in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, as to what Christ did for us in the spiritual concerning the captain of our salvation. And of course, I'm talking about John 3:16. But I do want to say this, and this should put everybody in a good mood here, friends. Before complaining about having to get up for work or get up at all for school or whatever the case might be, consider what them boys did for us on June 6th, 1944. Because what they did, folks, in many cases, when they were jumping off those boats, they were being dumped off into Normandy, all those beachheads, and they were being sprayed down by the Germans without even having a chance. The only one that's those that truly had a chance was those such as the 101st Airborne, those that were dropped from planes, dropped down into Germany to put a stop to Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. And as I said, we're now dealing with that Fourth Reich, and that is not far-fetched. It's a fact, and it's a matter in which we all have to deal with on so many levels today. But I also want you to understand today the mentality of what our government is doing in face of what they did back then, just to show you how we're inverted. We're upside down. We're diametrically opposed to what we used to be. In 1944, 18-year-olds, they stormed the beach. They charged into almost certain death, and they did. They did, friends, no question about it. In 2023, we have the 18-year-olds that need a safe space because of words. I want you to also remember the change that's taken place between then and now concerning what people would tolerate in their government as their representatives. We have a government now advocating for, in our backyards, the very things that our boys fought against in the 1940s, namely June 6, 1944. And I'm here to tell you, friends, I come from a military family, and I am not going to allow corrupt representation in the church or in government to desecrate the blood that was spilt for my freedoms. No way on God's green earth. Absolutely not. We live unto them concerning those that died for us. And first of all, I'm using the natural analogy or a parable or however you would have it as to what Christ did for us on the cross in the spiritual on Calvary. Friends, we need to understand that those men did the right thing. Those men understood that liberty was the right to do what the law permits, and they obeyed the Lord. Look at the churches were packed during the Second World War, praying for their men that they might come home again. Now look at the government that used to be abroad is now within. Folks, the war's within, not without. This country needs to repent in a big, big way. Now let me go back to this. I was just telling you that I come from a military family. As a matter of fact, my grandpa was in World War I, where 116,516 men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny, or so we were sold, right? But again, we did the right thing. Our grandfather did. During the Second World War, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny. Tyrannies in other countries that Americans, their posterity, are now putting up with in their own backyard. Everlasting shame be put to them if they not set the record straight. And understanding, friends, I had two uncles there. When Korea came about, I never knew my dad. I knew of him. I met him a couple times. 36,516 men fought, right? During that war, my dad was picking up body parts out of the water. And in Vietnam, my cousin Charles was killed, where 58,121 men died in a nonsensical manner. They still don't understand what that war was all about. But guess what? The government does, because they made $2 trillion off that unnecessary war. We'll come right
ready
back after this break.
Fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you something really quick, because this kind of put a smile on everybody's face at the studios today. But it's a T-shirt that says, "Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God." That's the slogan our forefathers set. Many of them did, as a matter of fact. And it also tells you, in reference to Scripture, that it's the church's job to refuse the darkness by being the light, which precedes Romans 13. But we had a guy call today, and he told us that he has 24 of these shirts. I kid you negative. 24 of these shirts on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He said he ordered 24 of them, two different colors, and he wears one every single day of his life. He called me today and he said they all have holes in them now. They start conversations. They lead people into understanding who it is that they are and where they came from. It's a great opportunity to expose people to a message that is being concealed and suppressed and censored in many cases by the powers that are tolerated. And if we're truly Christians, friends, we don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. We've been given power over him in Luke 10:19. So when you get a moment, friends, check out what we have over there. It's per your request. And just to let you know, folks, in some cases, these things are flying off the shelves, and there's a reason for it. It's very unique. And we are very much a needle in the haystack when it comes to the ministries across the United States. And I add ministries as more than one, cautiously, prudently, because there's not very many that are actually out there doing what needs to be done. But if you want to check out our stuff, again, this is per your request, much of this stuff, dog tags, T-shirts, reading materials, and the gospel is strewn through everything that we do. The blood is there, and the fingerprints of the Lord are everywhere on what it is that we do and everything that we are and who it is that we are. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I want to get over to a couple topics before we get to the main topic. Spitting against heaven is not a good plan. As a matter of fact, I believe it was Thomas Addison. He was a famous preacher that said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And that is the history of sodomites. Okay? And we're going to get to that in just a couple moments here. But do you remember when I was highlighting the fact that there's a movie called Conspiracy? I shared this, I'm sure, a couple years ago, and then most recently I brought it up again. And if you haven't seen it, it is premised on a true story, The Final Solution. And it's very much what's happening in corporations on a global basis all the way to the top. And when I say all the way to the top, I'm making reference to the likes of Klaus Schwab, who thinks he's God, Isaiah 14. He forgot that he was struck down like lightning. And I'm talking about his father, John 8:44 and John 10:10. But what's interesting to note here, friends, is it's very much what's happening today in the planet, on this planet, on this earth. These people have aggrandized wealth unto themselves, and it's not about the money, it's about the power. Okay? They bowed down, they took Satan for what he promised to give them, but they fail to understand that all things belong to the Lord. And they're going to learn the hard way just like everybody else did in the past. And hopefully the American people get a hold of their wits by the Spirit of God and then his quickening before that happens again where history repeats itself. But if you have not seen Conspiracy, I strongly suggest you watch that. That's all premised on a true story. It will show you that there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. It's happening again, and we're living in those times, and what an opportunity we have today, friends. Now, the reason I bring that up is because it's much of what I've continuously warned the people about, and over the last week, both myself and Tim Brown have been showing you who's calling the shots as to what's going on with these corporations, this monopoly in our country, and how it must be stopped. The people need to look up and deal with them rather than to fight amongst themselves, because if you're fighting amongst each other, you're fighting the wrong people. But I'm also suggesting to those that work in these corporations that are doing the biddings of their masters at the top, the World Economic Forum, and the CEOs, and those that think that they're going to rule the roost and create a world without God, which will never, ever happen. Listen to me, bad guys. It's not going to happen. Just want to let you know. He's not going to relinquish his throne because you don't like him there. Okay? But one of the things that I was highlighting here, friends, is they want to go ahead and call the shots. And the people that work in these corporations, you need to go find a different job. Oh, Bradley, that's easier said than done. Listen, I live that straight and narrow. I live that straight and narrow, and difficult is the way. Okay? So I'm not here just talking out of school, telling you what you should do, and I've never done it myself. But if you're not there to do their biddings, guess what, friends? They can't get the job done. I'm telling the police this. I'm telling our said representatives this. I'm telling corporations this. CEOs and those that work in the corporations. I'm telling everybody this. Don't say you're just doing your job when you're working for the devil. No, you're doing your job when you're protesting the devil, standing up against the devil, resisting the devil, and taking authority over the devil. And the way that you take authority over these corrupt corporate heads is you don't do their biddings for them, because if you don't do it, guess what? It's never going to be done. But I wanted you to see this, friends. This is the head of BlackRock. I highlighted all the corporations that they own. I'm wondering, in the United States of America, where are the said representatives to break up these monopolies? Who are they to become the new legislators? Oh, that's right. They now own the legislators. Guess what, friends? We already have the law. Let's not call them legislators. Let's call them policymakers. And then go to Daniel 8:25 to understand how they operate. See, when it's policy, it's undermining the lawmaker, and that's what they are. They're not lawmakers. They are lawbreakers. They're transgressors. Here, let me prove the point just to show you how this works. This is actually the head of BlackRock. The arrogance. This is exactly what the devil does. He's got to find some foolish individual with both fingers put over both of his eyeballs, because he doesn't want to hear the truth. He knows that God is, because he's warring against him. And let me remind you, Mr. Bad Guy, CEO of BlackRock, it's just a matter of time before you and everything that you do crumbles. And it can happen a lot quicker if the people on this globe would obey the Lord. That's for sure. But I want you to check this out. Listen to what he has to say and go back to the movie Conspiracy during the times of the Third Reich and tell me this is not another affirmation of the Fourth Reich that Klaus Schwab means to push forth. Check this out.
You now make a point of, that's an investment criteria for you.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change.
Behaviors are going to have to change.
You have to force behaviors. And at BlackRock,
you have to force behaviors.
We are forcing behaviors.
At BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year, and
we added a certain portion of diverse employment. In other words, we want to tear down the laws that condemn the crime of sodomy, and we're going to have to force them to obey our law as we force them to continuously ignore and rebel against God's law. Who's their problem, friends? Real Christians. Those that obey the Lord from the heart. Again, let me remind him and everybody else that thinks it's all over. This is a war that you're going to lose, regardless of how many and how few Christians there may be on this planet.
What we're doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
Okay, so in other words, if you don't do what we tell you to do, your compensation is going to be impacted. What are they doing, friends? They're playing as a law unto themselves. They're the ones that are creating a new world, and the people on this planet are allowing them if they're doing their biddings for them. But what is it that you need to hear and see? Because I've showed you all that you need to hear and all that you need to see. They're telling you who's at war with who we are in this country. And it doesn't just apply to America. It applies across the board. Let me play the rest of this.
We're doing the same thing.
Another CEO pipes up and says, we're doing the same thing. And notice the New York Times right behind them, friends. The propaganda outlet controlled by the what? The CIA, the American version of the Gestapo.
You have to force behaviors.
You have to force behaviors, he said.
And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say
look at this
clown of your team.
If you want to look at a Satanist, friends, here you have it, right here. This is what he looks like.
You're going to be impacted.
You're going to be impacted if you don't do what we tell you to do, he said.
Recruiting. It is development, as Pence said. And ultimately, it's still going to take time.
It's going to take time. But you remember when Disney said, by the way, BlackRock owns Disney. You remember when the CEO of Disney said, this woke stuff is not going to stop. He just told you where it's all coming from. People, it's time for you and your opportunity to stand up and obey God and resist these minions. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spice balloon that drifted across the USA. California's Attorney General is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the planes are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely of kiss and make-up stories. After 2 years of acrimony and lawsuits, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group Newspapers for many alleged instances of invading privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to roll right into the show, pick it up from yesterday, and give you some more, well, information as to what's going on. Not that the American people need it, like a bunch of Stoics and Epicureans, right? Those people waiting around and sitting around to wait to hear something new. No. We don't need to listen anymore. We need to get busy after we read the word in the Constitution, right? And that's what the problem is that we're having in this country is faith without works is dead, right? James 2, 14 through 26. And over here at the Sons of Liberty, we're hearers of the word. Not hearers only, but doers of the word. And not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. No, we're a part of the answer by doing and putting feet to our prayers and the things that we're commanded by the Lord to do in the Great Commission in seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10. Now, I want to go ahead and play this again, and I know it's agitating, but I want to play it out for the purpose of agitating you. And I'm not the one agitating you. I'm not disrupting your natural dispensation that the Lord has put through you because it's an offense even to your natural man, but this is a Senator Michaela Kavanaugh on the floor of legislature, as they call it, and this was in Nebraska. And to suggest these people have been voted in by the people is baloney. again, it goes back to voter fraud, major voter fraud. What did Stalin say? It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. This is a prime example of that. And I want you to see what the new is promoting, because, folks, I'm looking for the law enforcers to actually go in there, incarcerate this criminal, and throw her into a mental institution for a long, long time. And you're going to about, you're about ready
trans
to understand.
People belong here.
I'm just going to play this for
we
a couple minutes.
Trans
here.
People. We love trans
look,
people.
Look at her. I mean, just to look at her, if you have any discernment, something's wrong
That's
with
what
her.
They're saying out there. They're standing in a circle in the rotunda saying that over and over again.
This is a senator in Nebraska.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here.
No, the truth of the matter is they don't love what they call trans people. They hate them. Because they're not showing them the ways of life. They're opening the doors wider to the gates of hell. We know that the end of sin is death. And that's what she's promoting. And they want you to believe that's love. No, it's not love. It's hate.
We need trans people. We love trans people.
She's a sick...
Trans people belong here.
Minion.
We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
She's an abomination.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love.
And so what you're seeing in the background is probably those good Republicans, as they're sold to you. They just leave the room. These legislators of law, instead of enforcing the law, when it's time to enforce the law, what do? They stand up and they walk out. Who taught them that? The church in America did. That's who taught them that. It's a lack of Christianity, folks. This is an abomination as to what you're watching and what you're hearing. According to American law, this is criminal conduct. And this is a legislator advocating for that which God's law in American law condemns? Folks, you can't make it up.
Of trans people. Trans people belong here. We need
this
trans
is a senator
people. We
in
love
Nebraska.
Trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
Let me remind you, these are also the same people that are trying to gut the law that condemns the very ones that she's advocating for in hopes of criminalizing people that obey God in His law. So when that day comes, don't blame anybody but yourself for doing nothing when you should have.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
Anybody
trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans.
She's like a little kid in her head that obviously is reprobate at every given step, that is not getting her way, and she's going to throw a little hissy fit, and tell people listen to her. The only thing she did here is clear the room, when in fact she should have filled the room with people in Nebraska that have said, we've had enough of this. Apparently those people in that state have forgotten about conspiracy of silence, and I'm going to keep reminding the American people of conspiracy of silence until they watch the video, the documentary, because these are politicians that are pushing for the very transgressing of our law instead of enforcing it and upholding it. Isaiah 42, 21.
Trans people belong here.
It's almost over.
We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here.
all the powers that are tolerated love these fools who are playing right into their hands. Right into their hands. This is called suicide to a nation. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. And so will everybody in these states that tolerate these crimes against heaven, folks.
Trans people, we love trans people. You matter. You matter.
And but this is the same government that murders children, and the people allow it. And now she's talking to those that are making prey of children, that they matter. Nowhere in talks of defending and magnifying the law against those that mean to make them a prey. Oh, Americans, what you're bringing upon yourself. You're too young to die. Luke 17:2. What she's advocating for are crimes against heaven. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that powers that conquers all. That conquers all that oppose it. That conquer all that oppose it. You cannot make this stuff up. Remember when I told you about how corrupt kings during the time of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, namely 1 Kings 13:33, they would appoint the debased? Here you have it.
I am fighting for you, and I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
And they want you to believe that's love? Where is law enforcement? I'm just going to keep saying that until the people step into play. Look at this, folks. We love you, she said. In Oklahoma, a parent suing after her daughter is severely beaten by a transgender student in bathroom. Where are the guys in Oklahoma to defend that girl? Hey, folks, are you allowing corrupt politicians to pull down the defenses of your daughters and your sons? Are you allowing them to teach your sons to allow them to abuse your daughters? Oh my goodness, Americans. If this isn't a sign right here who the criminals are by those that are advocating for it, I don't know how to help you. Don't know how to help you, man or woman. Don't sit there and tell me how disgusted you are by it if you're not standing against it. Wanted to show you another one. This was in Hollywood. And I'm sorry, but you know what? You're going to have to see what they're showing children. And I'm going to play it for you. And I remember in the 80s, this was all a joke. The 70s, this was all a joke. I didn't really start seeing any of this stuff until early 2000. And then they started to attack my ministry for making small references to the fact that it's against the law. And oh, by the way, it is against the law. Did you know that the laws that are still in the books condemning sodomy are Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan. Michigan has a lesbian for the attorney general. Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and the list goes on. It's all against the law. I guess legislators can break the law if they want to. No, they can't. No, they can't. Look at this. This is in Hollywood. Just this past weekend, this is Hollywood. Look at this sick abomination. Look at this. This is what they're doing in front. I mean, the majority of the people are there are men, by the way. But this is what they're doing in the face of children. I don't care if there's just one kid there. Where's law enforcement? Folks, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Look at these people. I'm sorry. Look at these abominable devils, because that's exactly what they are. Some are dressed up like sadomasochists. Some have masks on. Some have jock straps on, chains on. Many of them are dressed up as dogs, animals, pigs. And they want you to believe that this is normal. And while all the good people in the country just sit back and they watch this, well, I guess good evil prevails because good men because good men do nothing, right? No, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Good men do not allow evil to prevail, friends. But look what's happening in our backyards. What are you doing about it? Hey, folks, Saturday, June 24th, we're looking to have an open protest here, looking to get 50 to 100 people. I'm still waiting on a date. If I don't get it, we're doing it Saturday, September 24th. I'll give you that information as time rolls out here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to continue on with this. Folks, what we're talking about right now, spitting against heaven is not a good idea. We got Charlie calling from the Florida Keys. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. How are you today?
I'm busy. Busy little bee. How about you, Charlie?
That's the same way with me. I was just wondering if any of the state senators with any of our 50 states would ever stand up in the microphone when legislature's in session and say, we need Jesus Christ, we need Jesus Christ, we need Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm one of those guys. As a matter of fact, I wasn't a legislator, but I was asked to give the opening prayer back in 2011. And it's interesting, Charlie, because I was welcomed with open arms. I was a Tea Party favorite here. I was on national radio during that time and also at local radio for about 13 years with Salem Communications, so they all the well knew who I was. When I gave the prayer, I ended it in Jesus' name. And it went from everybody welcoming me to within 10 minutes, there was over 2,000 outlets nationwide that were attacking me.
Yes, and I watched when you turned that lectern into a pulpit.
Amen. That's exactly right. And what happened is I had a priest come up to me and say, you can't be dropping the J-bomb here, Charlie. And I looked at him and I said, we're dropping the J-bomb here because you haven't done it for 40 years. And now what we see in the state of Minnesota anyways is the fact that they're opening up in Muslim prayer, and there's no problem with that. And that's beginning to happen across the country, and I think people need to be aware of that as well. But there are people that are standing up, but I think on the other hand, there's too many people in the halls of government that are not doing what they should do. They're trying to do what they can do to appease their constituents and no more. I think that for some reason or another, they think that they're demigods, even the good ones, and they think that they're impervious to what's coming down the road if we continue to stay on this road. And we better get off it, because if we don't, the hail balls are going to start falling, and judgment's already commencing in so many different ways. So I don't know if they're gluttons for punishment or whatever the case is, but I also find, on the other hand, that many of them, Charlie, are actually the ones advocating this through their silence if they're not vocally supporting this.
Yeah, they're all suffering from the lack of the Lord.
Oh, they are. They are, my friend. And that's why we got to be loud. That's why we got to get in the face of what's going on here, because they see so very little of it. And where others may look at it and say, you know, we got to just give up here, I look at it as an opportunity and say, hey, listen, where they fail to do what they should be doing is more of an opportunity for us to get out there. So let's do it.
Yeah, well, they're diligently trying to turn diligently trying to turn the truth into hate speech.
They are. Yep. Isaiah 5:20. Yep. That's right. By the way, where are you at in the Florida Keys, if I can ask?
I'm Middle Keys.
Okay, gotcha. I was just over at, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but on the Gulf side, about a week and a half ago, at St. Port Joe's. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not too familiar with the West Coast other than Naples and Fort Myers.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I think it was pretty close to that. Sandustin was a couple hours away from it, I believe it was called. And we were in that area.
Yeah.
It's, gotcha. Well, thank you.
Anyway, yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the show.
I appreciate it. Yep, thank you for the call. Okay, so the show is called what? Spitting against heaven's not a good idea. Folks, you need to understand your silence is consent. And the consent of silent men right now really shows the cowardice of men on so many different fronts, right? Regardless if you heard me the first time or the second time, this is love. This is the gospel message. This, what I'm doing right now, is called admonition. I'm teaching and leading in a way of warning that if we don't do something, this is what's coming, folks. And instead of these people being pushed back where they belong, what's happening? They're coming out. And who's helping them do it? Government. It's government-sponsored. What does the Bible say, Leviticus 18:22? Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. That's Leviticus 18:22, 2013. Tells us in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, even if you dress as a woman, you're an abomination. What does it tell us in Romans 1? Listen carefully. As to what the Lord says about all this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that would... Hey, folks, what do I mean by that? They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Well, what does that mean? Well, the man dresses as... Or the man acts like the woman, and the woman acts like the man. Isn't that right? Yeah. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. The man dresses as a woman. The woman dresses as a man. The weirdest thing is the men hate the women and the women hate the men. In the very ways that the Lord meant in His creation. And it's a perversion. By the way, it's a perversion that they have made the choice to take on. Don't sit there and tell me about how you were born this way. If you want to talk about testimony, I can have that conversation with you, and I can guarantee you that we can go a lot lower than you probably think that we can concerning our testimony. Not that we're bragging about it, but don't tell me about how hard you had it. I understand. And don't tell me that's the way that you were born. What, when a man can't tell the truth, does he stand in front of the judge when he's busted for lying? and tell the judge he was born that way? Is the judge going to overlook the fact that he made the choice to lie? Or what about the man that just can't keep his hands off of other people's goods? He's a thief. He says to the judge, I was born that way. Is the judge going to exempt him and take that on as a legitimate excuse? Absolutely not. It was a choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. Romans 6:16 comes to my aid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we have obeyed that form of doctrine. We have obeyed. Folks, when you're looking at these men doing the things that they're doing, these sodomites, they're feeding that monster. You know, and it's interesting, Scripture tells us it's an abomination. It is an abomination. And there's a consequence for that abomination. There's no entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Effeminate men will not make it. Period. And going back to, this is the way that I was born, King David said that he was born in iniquity. He said that he must have been born again, and he was. Look at Psalm 51, verse 17. Then take it to John 3:3. We're born again of the Spirit, right? The Bible says you must be born again. It didn't say that you must try to better yourself, make excuses for your sin. That's not what he said. He said, you must be born again. That's why we preach, you repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I also want to say this, in American law, our laws clearly condemn all of these crimes that they're advocating right now. And P.S., this is all coming from your said legislators and representatives, those that are being silent or those that are purposely and vocally being an advocate for the crimes that are being committed against us right now. In the state of Minnesota, not only is there a picture of Moses awaiting the divine law, where it says by John Locke, where the law ends, tyranny begins, but it also says in inscription on that building, the capital of Minnesota, God's law is the people's safety. And keep in mind, those that serve us put their hand on the Bible before they serve us. And it's their job to enforce the law, not to tear it down. And if you don't hold them accountable, nobody's going to. Period. When you hold them accountable, that's what brings about godly repentance. Have you ever seen men that have been so long in their sin? Year after year, decade after decade, they continuously commit the crimes. And then once they're caught, they're sorry that they were caught in more cases than that they're really sorry for offending God, of course. But do you see what brings contrition? The fact that the people hold them accountable to the laws that they're supposed to uphold. Or in the criminal's case, the same exact scenario. I seen a video the other day of a guy that he killed and he killed and he killed. And he said, if you let me out, I'll kill again. Isn't that funny? Why? Because he laughs at law enforcement in this country. There's another one that was a pedophile. He said, if you let me out again, I'll go find another kid and I'll commit the crime again. Of course, they've crossed the lines. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. But what are they doing, friends? They're offending the little ones. They're sealing the deal. Whose heart is that? The devil's. Why? Because a child is the model of heaven. This is where the parents come into play. This is why vigilante justice is on the rise, because they see the courts are not enforcing the laws, but in fact tearing them down. Or what they're doing is they're soft judges that are producing hardened criminals, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Am I advocating for vigilante justice? I'm advocating for the law, regardless of who enforces it. And it weakens government when they fail to do their duty. And I want to say, to do their duty, you are the government, Americans. You don't ignore your responsibilities by acting as if they don't exist. Let me say it again. You do not ignore your responsibilities by acting as if they do not exist, because they do exist. We have a whole generation of young people that are crying out to the older generation for help, namely those that call themselves Christians.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.